Bob King says he relished the chance to talk to all the players who had helped establish the state's fisheries management system, because he says fishing played a vital role in Alaska's push for statehood.
Because it was the largest industry at the time, it was totally wrapped up in the statehood movement. And the symbol, of course, were fish traps, these huge devices that harvested a large portion of the salmon throughout the state, but took jobs away from Alaskans. And it was resentment of fish traps that really inspired a lot of the statehood movement. It was one of those issues that the average person during territory days could really grab onto.
King says Alaskans started taking control of the fisheries as early as 1949, when the Board of Fisheries was created. That's the same state system that is at work today, based on science and sustained yield. King says when it was created, for the first time it developed a system of local control instead of Alaskans having to go back to Washington, D.C. to get their voices heard.
They took sometimes controversial actions that were deemed necessary at the time, things like limited entry to stem the influx of outside boats and put a limit on the number of participants in the fishery, not only to conserve the runs, but also to make it the fishery economically viable for the participants.
Andy Anderson was the state's first commissioner of fish and game, and he's highlighted in the book for rebuilding the salmon runs, no matter what it took. King says Anderson told his biologists that over-escapement would cause criticism by fishermen, but an under-escapement, too many fish on the spawning grounds, would cause biologists to be fired. King says it showed that Anderson was really serious about what he did.
But there's so many other people. There was a bush pilot from Naknek who turned out to be a terrible stream surveyor for the department because he was always thinking about politics and the welfare of the young state. A guy named Jay Hammond, who Alaskans got to know pretty well.
King says things aren't perfect in Alaska, and there are still huge controversies like fishery rationalization, issues over bycatch, and conflicts between different user groups, which we still see today.
But most importantly, there's a process, a public process, to work these issues out. And while, I think the state has done a real admirable job on managing towards sustainability, there have been failures. King Crab crashed in 1983, still hasn't recovered in many, off Kodiak and other parts of the state. Prince William Sound Herring crashed after Exxon Valdez. They've never come back. So there are challenges that do remain.
In spite of the challenges, King says Alaska has been listed in National Geographic magazine as one of the three most well-managed fisheries in the world, the other two being Iceland and New Zealand.
You know, you go around the world and other places, they're just stunned to know that, like, an average fisherman can go into a meeting and actually have a say and put in a proposal before the fish board and have it seriously considered. Other parts of the world, it just doesn't operate that way.
Testimonies by average and not-so-average fishermen will continue today at Harrigan Centennial Hall as the Alaska Board of Fish meetings continue here in Sitka. With help from Lori Townsend in Anchorage, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.